Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 21st of November, recording at 6:06 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Asian stock markets, they had been soft yesterday, were quite strong in here today, and not least being the Shanghai share market, which hasn't blinked, it's been strong all along. And the Indian Sensex and Nifty indices doing quite well also. The European markets closing mixed in here today, quite light activity, or no big moves. Wall Street is up marginally as I speak. Government bonds mixed here as well, largely unchanged. And in terms of the dollar, fractionally easier, it's a quiet day. The bigger action, greater action, has been in precious metals. Well, all metals, really. They've been quite strong in here today, not least zinc and nickel, both of which I've commented on. The precious metals were also strong for the most part. Those gains have been pared back somewhat as I speak, particularly for platinum, which had raced ahead. It's been all over the place, been incredibly volatile, but then fell back. But nonetheless, some firming patterns generally within the metal sector. And certainly helping their cause is a firmer crude oil price. $59.83 is the spot price right now. And that's about it. Grains and beans quiet. Okay, so where are we at this stage? Well, the stock markets continue to consolidate within these upward trends, which, although looking somewhat overstretched, are not overheating in the sense that they're not accelerating. If they push ahead sharply for a few days, then they pull back and consolidate. I have mentioned that on occasion that they were pushing ahead a bit sharply, but then they would pause in a rotational sequence and consolidate those gains before moving higher. So very, very orderly uptrends overall, and this remains an attractive period seasonally. And headwinds, well, the important ones that I mentioned over and over again would be crude oil and long-dated government bonds. Long-dated government bonds are not a problem at this stage, neither is crude oil, although the oil complex does look as if it's slowly bottoming out. And looking at the currencies, the dollar is really quite soft here. It's with everybody focusing on the extent of the U.S. economic slowdown and some being more pessimistic than the soft landing hypothesis, which is what we expect here at Fuller Money. The dollar is not helped as much by some favorable interest rate differentials as it has been previously. The precious metals, I've been saying that they looked as if they wanted to rally here for a while, and these patterns, have a look at gold and silver. I posted the silver today because I added a little bit more to my account, and they do look as if they are consolidating here prior to another move on the upside. Now that requires that the lows of the recent trading ranges hold. Certainly if oil remains reasonably firm and the dollar doesn't rally strongly, I think that's likely to be the case. And industrial metals, you know, people keep talking them down and they're not falling. Have a look, incidentally, at this report from Scotia on copper. It mentions a good deal more than copper, a lot on zinc and also molybdenum, and it mentions a number of copper mining shares that also produce some zinc and molybdenum, and it is a blockbuster of a report, and I've featured it in here today. Grains and beans, well, they're still consolidating for the most part, but I think they will have another run before too very long. And that's pretty much it, a wrap, so I promise not to waffle on. I'll just say all the very best to all of you.